Section 131. Revelation given through Joseph Smith III, prophet and seer to the church, April 14, 1914, at Independence, Missouri. It was addressed to the officers, delegates, and members of the church. It was first presented to the various quorums of the church and endorsed by them. Later, it was placed before the assembly of delegates to the conference and endorsed by standing vote. Provision was made for its incorporation in the Doctrine and Covenants. It was the last revelation given to the church through Joseph Smith III, who died December 10, 1914. He had served the church as president of the high priesthood for more than 54 years. In agreement with the notice for the general fast of the church, to be observed on the first Sunday, being the 5th day of April, 1914, I, Joseph Smith, president of the church, in common with the custom of the Brotherhood, observed the rule requiring the fast, and spent that day in meditation and prayer upon the work of God and our present duty in the affairs entrusted to our care. Before the hour of breaking the fast came, I was blessed by the presence of the Holy Spirit resting upon me in quiet assurance and in power. In the still small voice which giveth light and understanding to the intelligence of man, exalting the soul and sanctifying the spirit, there came unto me the directing voice of him whose work we are engaged in. Thus saith the Spirit unto the church, the time has now come when the necessities of the work require that the servants of the church, Bishops Edwin A. Blakesley and Edmund L. Kelly, should be more closely associated in the carrying on of the financial affairs of the church and caring for the various organizations requiring the expenditure of monies collected from the membership of the church and the care of the properties belonging to the church as an organization under the laws of the church and of the land. To accomplish this object, the servant of the church, Edwin A. Blakesley, should make himself more thoroughly acquainted with the affairs in the office of the bishopric, that he may be better prepared to advise, strengthen, and aid in controlling the affairs of the bishopric to the successful accomplishment of the object in view when he was called and ordained to the bishopric. The Spirit saith further, that it is expedient that additional aid be given to the bishopric in charge of the general affairs of the finances. And to do this, Richard C. Kelly, son of my servant Bishop Edmund L. Kelly, should be called and ordained to the office of an elder, that he may act with the bishopric in case of necessities, and to work in the office of the bishop in looking after and caring for the affairs appertaining to that office. And in due time, if he approve himself in this work, he should receive an ordination to the high priesthood, which would authorize him to act fully as a part of the bishopric. The Spirit saith further that the spirit of distrust and want of confidence in those who are called and ordained to act in the various responsible positions in the priesthood and in authority in the church is unbecoming those professing faith in God, Jesus Christ his Son, and the Holy Spirit of truth, and evinces a serious lack of that charity which Paul, an apostle of Christ, declared to be the quality of Christian virtue, which thinketh no evil. Those who go out from the assemblies and solemn conclaves of the church should exercise great care in their ministration abroad, both to the branches where they may officiate and in their preaching the gospel to those outside, to avoid sowing seeds of distrust and suspicion either in public ministration or in private conversation. The church has been admonished heretofore in this respect, and the Spirit saith again, it is unbecoming to the character and calling of those who administer in the name of Jesus Christ the Lord. In witness whereof, I, Joseph Smith, president and servant of the church, hereto set my hand this 14th day of April in the year of our Lord, 1914. Signed, Joseph Smith.